Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, let me try to call him back. He's still up here.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
What's going on, you guys?
Could you hear me talking there, T?
No, man. I screwed up and had my phone on hold. So I apologize. Start all over. This is recorded.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, here we go. All right, guys. Now for the guest you've all been waiting for, producer Tom Turbrock. Tom, good to talk to you, buddy.
What is going on, man? It's great to hear your voice, Glovey, and again, hello to all you beautiful listeners at 97.1. Miss you. How are you, man?
We're doing well, man. We're having a good day, fun day. I want to say this to you, and I've said it publicly many times and said it at the fundraiser we had for your lovely wife, Jill. I'm so thankful to so many people. But without Tom Turbrock, there's no Dave Glover show, and there's certainly no 20-year anniversary. So thank you, my friend, for carrying me through those first few years and for being the best partner ever.
Oh, my Lord, I promised I wasn't going to cry, but you just nailed me there. Well, that means a lot, man. It really does. It really, really does. It was a honor. It was a privilege. We had some fun, brother. We had some fun. I know Tony's there. What is up, my brother? He was there for most of the craziness. But, Glovey, I have a few things written down here, okay?
Sure.
All right. We're going to start with, and again, that meant a lot, dude. All right. Let's start with, I said to our producer, Jeff, I said, hey, man, we have a new show. I want to hear his air check. He said that he doesn't have one. He's never been on the air before. I'm like, oh, holy blank. But I knew within the first 2 weeks we had something special. Now, folks, they put him in a room. We didn't know this, but they were going to sell this station off. We didn't know this. So they had Glovey in a room with a card table, and I'm talking the old cheap card tables, with a hole in the middle with a microphone, but it was the same room as the water.
Yes.
So as he's trying to do his show, people are walking in getting water, okay? Now, the first day he's on the air, we had no delay, folks. And we had just switched formats, okay? And people were upset. And we had somebody call in saying some of the foulest stuff, you know. And it was crazy because I couldn't hear the whole thing. I'm just looking at Dave trying to nod and go, you know, you're going to be okay. I didn't hear what they said. He looked at me like he was molested. I'm like, what in the world's going on? So I'm just nodding like, it's fine. You're okay. And then I hear Pigpen going, hey, you're not going to be what they just said. So I go, go to break. So, again, the boy from day one was dealt some craziness. But, again, you have survived it, man. I am so proud. And, again, 20 years. Unbelievable. When we started, I had a little bit of Norm Stewart hair left.
Tom, do you remember?
I did.
Do you remember on day two was when the big storm knocked us out and you made me do my show into a dead mic for an hour?
I forgot about that. Now, that is, I forgot about that. Okay, folks, we popped off. I mean, the whole place went dead. So everyone's out in the hall except Dave, because I'm like, well, hey, we may pop back on the air, and he'll be doing his show. So he did a show to nobody, even though it was a great show, for 2 hours straight.
And Tom, I don't know if you know this, but the door was even open because we had no air conditioning. And
no.
you man walks by and he goes, "Who's that?" And someone goes, "Oh, it's a new guy in the talk station." He goes, "Does he know his mic's dead?"
I'm like, "Quiet, let the boy roll." All right, Glove, how about this? Going on an airplane flight to St. Louis.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Okay, so first of all, let's precede that by he bought, again, he started to have a little bit of money. He didn't have a lot then, okay, folks. You know, he was just starting. But he goes and buys the worst car you can ever, ever purchase. My vehicle, a Hoopty POS, was beautiful than hers. It was some Renault something you bought, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, okay, it was a POS. So, we're driving to the airport, okay? And I'm not great with motion, okay? So you know where this is going. So we're going up, and we go towards St. Louis, and it was fine there for a while. And then I'm doing everything. I had the bag ready to vomit. I was ready to rock. And Glovey, I don't know if you remember, we took two laps, and he goes, "Hey, let's do one more." And I wanted to scream, but I didn't want to scare no one. "Get your ass back to the airport." But I didn't want to scare nobody. So I'm just about throwing up. I can't believe I did not. Okay. So, Tony, we get out of the plane, and I kind of quickly walk back towards some vehicles because I had a vomit. Okay. So I did, and I did well. I was good, all cleaned out, and they didn't know the whole thing. So we're ready to drive back to the station, Tony, in his awesome Renault or whatever that thing was. For some reason, Glovey decides he needs cologne. He had some of the worst cologne ever made. I don't know what that stuff is, but you could use it for gasoline, I swear to God.
I think it was called Renault.
It was. Amen.
It came with the car.
So I had just thrown up, okay? So he puts this on, and I mean lathered it up. And I don't know why. I still don't. So there I am driving back into work trying not to vomit again in that beautiful Renault. That's just the kind of stuff we had. All right, Tony, I'm going to keep rolling. Glovey, snowstorm.
Wait a minute. Was it, you were on some kind of private flight?
Some guy. Yeah, it's like a little plane.
I remember, I don't think anybody understood
tiny
what that was.
Tiny little plane. And Tom was always getting sick. He got sick sitting on the toilet. Mm-hmm. And I'm making fun of him. And by the second time around the arch, I start getting green. And
started getting sick, yeah.
And the guy goes, "One more time, boys."
No, go back, you jackleg.
I was about to rush the cockpit.
Oh, we were hurting.
Tom, I think I can land this thing.
Then, because you were kind of green, what in the world was up with the cologne? That ain't going to save you.
Yeah, I know exactly what it was.
What?
So I did have the world's worst car, and it was a bit like Andrew's trash car. Mm. And I had a bottle of Curve cologne. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Not bad. Had been in there for 2 years. Through two summers.
So it had turned.
But I had flop sweated. And so I pit it out, and I'm like, I don't want to make Tom sick with my BO.
Uh-huh. So you didn't think that.
Oh, I did. And I put Curve. I used half a bottle of Curve on me.
Oh, my Lord, folks. All right. Snowstorm. I don't know when it was. I had the Hoopty. Glovey needed a ride home, okay? So he had the privilege of driving in the Hoopty, which had no defrost. Wipers barely worked. So we're driving to Kirkwood. Honest to God, Glove is hanging out the passenger window, pouring the mixture to try to de-ice the windshield as we're driving home. We shouldn't have made it home. We did. That was another crazy one.
First of all, just to get back at Tom about my Renault.
Okay.
The roof, the material, the upholstery on the top of Tom's car had fallen. And so it was just hanging there on your head. Mm-hmm. Like, and we both just looked like Frenchmen. Like, we're just... We're wearing his car as a hat, and we're heading home. We don't know each other that well at this point.
No,
and it is an ice storm. And Tom's not even using the wipers. And I'm like, hey T, you think you might hit those wipers? And he goes, Glovey, I don't have any of the window stuff. And then he goes, wait, I think I have some in the back seat. I was sitting. And pouring it.
Ace Ventura style.
And then his window wipers hit my hand, hand, sent that thing flying. And we had a space. Tom, it was like a submarine. How big was that space we had? Maybe
small. And I mean some small talk, too. We were doing, how's it, making stuff up. I'm going, dear Lord, please let me. Get them home safe. I'll just sleep out in the car. Boy, but we did.
Yeah. The Monkees sure were a good band.
We did. Oh, really? Hey, man, it was some small talk.
Hey, T.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
T, how about when you guys tried to compete athletically and neither one of you have been able to walk right since?
All right. First of all, before we even got out on the old court, we were in there dressing, and some old man gets out of the shower, and he's drying off about a foot from Dave and I with old Henry there just hanging loose. And it's like, wow, this is unbelievable. And, I mean, he's carrying on a conversation while I'm like eye to eye. This is not good. So I'm like, okay, so here is Glove and I. And, again, he played college ball, okay? So... We're out there, and the first thing I believe was, I could be wrong, was kicking a soccer ball.
Yep.
All right. And Glove had a leg until third one, he blew his stuff out. It got black and blue, I mean, quickly.
Alarmingly quickly.
So we had the whole show to do. So we're limping around. I mean, hurting. We were, because I got hurt too. I forgot what happened. Probably just me, but I was also hurting. That was a long show.
Tommy, know what you're forgetting? Do you know what we did the night before that?
We drank.
Yes, it was at the Air Awards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. And oh my goodness,
Tom was feeding me whiskey shots.
Oh, that's why I was hurting. Oh, that's right. Unbelievable.
That was
all right,
bad.
Get this, Tony. I think you were in studio for this. I know Close was, and I was going to throw him into the danger. All right, I had it all planned out. All right, we had a show, and it was going to be on community relations, something. So forth, okay? And we had three gentlemen in the room. Well, the three gentlemen proceed to get into an argument, and they all had guns on them. And I'm like, okay, Glove's going to be in trouble. He's all the way over there. Tony's like in the middle. He's in trouble. I'm closest to the door. I'm going to throw Close in towards him and run. But thank the Lord, it did not happen. But that was a crazy one, boys.
Tom, you know, everyone in the room knows how Close, when someone's talking, he looks like he's saying the words.
He's mouthing along.
He does, and he doesn't believe it, but yes, he does.
My most vivid memory of that was when these guys were fighting, and one of them said, I've got a gun in the car. I'm going to go get it and shoot you in the face.
Yep.
And the whole time Mark was doing this, I got a gun in the car. I'll go get it.
He's thinking, I got to get it to what? Tapioca time is what he was
mouthing along with a death threat.
Right. And he did. And again, I'm like, I'm throwing him into those boys. But again, folks, this is no lie. We had some craziness. All right. Get this. When we're at the Lemp. All right. Many craziness there.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we met. She goes, hey, there's Lou Brock. I'm like, your ass, that's Lou Brock. You know, that ain't Lou Brock. And I just couldn't get past that. I couldn't. I'm like, get the hell out of here. You ain't Lou Brock.
It was this lady who was the house psychic.
Yeah, her assistant. Becky.
And we came in, and we hadn't seen her assistant yet. And she goes, tonight I'll be assisted by my right hand man Lou Brock. And Tom just
same thing!
As if it might really be
Lou.
Cardinal Hall of Famer Lou
Sweet
Brock.
Lou. Yes. And then here
the
comes
this burglar himself.
And then here's this dough faced white boy. I'm like, you're not Lou Brock. I mean, I was pissed.
He couldn't get into the show the rest of the time. He was
we'd be like
setting this stuff up and trying to do something scary, and Tom would lean in. He'd lean over and do this.
Cloudy, no,
I thought that was Lulu.
I thought that was Sweet Lou.
Right, I thought it was Lulu. But hey, G, but how about when I went downstairs and caught him and her? I don't know if you remember that. I'm like, they found the what? Ghost. They found him. That freaked me out.
Showing her his Halloweenie.
She was about 80 and he was 20, but okay.
He was stealing home? Sweet Lou was stealing home?
Tell the story.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, tell the story
about the cook?
Yes.
About the cook?
Tell the story about when we'd been at the Limp all night, and we scared the hell out of ourselves.
Oh, my God.
And
the worst.
You had to go in and, like, lock a door or something in the storeroom and found out you weren't alone.
Yeah.
But get this. No, Glenn, it was me and you. You and
that's
I.
That's right.
We had to go out the back door downstairs, okay? So we were there the whole night trying to scare each other, and it did work, okay? So we're... walking out, in our luck, honest to God, the chef passed out there, okay?
On a bunch of flowers.
So as we're walking out, we hear behind us, where are you boys going? And he has a butcher knife. I swear to God, I'm like, okay, this we are dead meat. All right, Glove, how about one of your rock and roll concerts?
Okay.
And we'll just quickly hit on this and move away, okay?
Okay.
It was over near Columbia, Illinois. I forgot the name of the place there. And we had a good little pre-show pep talk,
Little party,
The whole thing like, hey, I hope you have a great show, you know. So, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dave Glover Band. Glover's trying to put on the guitar strap. He can't get that on for nothing. And then he goes, all right, this is a song by 36 Special. I'm like, oh, we had too much of a pregame talk. A little bit too much of a pregame talk.
No, dude, in Columbia was when the first time we pregamed, and I said, oh, yeah, I thought your stuff would be good. That was a bunch of...
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
You paid for that.
Then we played at Tony Twist's place, and Tom was like, okay, we'll try some of this.
Well, hey.
My guitar fell off of me onto the floor.
I forgot about that.
I was just staring at it.
You didn't know what to do.
I was staring at it like Oppenheimer trying to split the atom. And then I went to Tom after the first set. I'm like, what did you do to me? And he's like, don't disrespect me like that next time.
Don't ever call out. Right. Don't call the shaman out. That's smart stuff. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then how about when we're at Bulger's house, okay, and you were hitting me golf balls, all right? And I hit my knees. I went and made a great snag, and my knees, you almost threw up and said, we got to get him to the hospital.
T, your knees looked like raw hamburger.
Yeah, I know.
We're sitting at Bulger's palatial estate.
Yeah.
And Mark was just such a huge fan of the show. He loved Tom.
Yep.
And I said, hey, Bulger, how about if... I was sitting Tom out into the back 40 with a ball glove.
It was my first baseman's mitt.
And we'll hit golf balls at him. And if he catches one, you'll give him 10 grand. And he's like, done.
I had my first baseman's mitt in my truck, and that's the glove he was using.
So I was trying.
He's out there with a first baseman's mitt, of all things.
Shorts and 300 pounds. Oh, man. But again, Dave's like, we may have to take him to the hospital.
We called Hagen. Remember, Doc Hagen came by.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. All right. How about some stories from you guys?
Oh, man.
Wow. We've been telling them.
And again, it was a blast. It was 16 years, man, and that was a great time. Really was. I mean, we can go on because there was never anything normal. There was never anything normal at all.
I was going to ask you before we started this, but you brought it up already. Mm-hmm. Just the level of, I don't even know if it's disrespect or just like uncaring that everybody had for this show at the beginning when they put the freaking water cooler in the same room with the like if a salesperson needs a cold drink of water during their workday between calls, they literally walked into the studio while the show was on to get their water.
And they were Stink Eye and Glover, and he's trying to do a show. Who's this in my water room? I'm like, come on, guys. He's just trying to do a freaking show.
I mean,
and
can
again,
you imagine that? I mean, looking back, like that's where it started, and now this is where we're at.
Tom, did you have just a tiny little bit of satisfaction when Peter Tork finally died?
Oh, God. See, why'd you have to bring that up? Why did you have to bring that up? Because I have to admit, I will do a little bit more purgatory, but I'm like, aha! But I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have, though. But again, folks, this is the day that Dave's father passed away, okay? And I had the honor of meeting him before he passed.
That day, yeah.
It was a sad day, okay? And we went back over, and we knew he wasn't going to make it long, okay? And your brother-in-law called me going, hey, let Dave know his father had passed, okay? So we broke, you know, we went to a break, told Glove, and he had to hit the road, man. So we were going to have Peter Tork of the Monkees, who I used to love. He tarnished it all. And now I hate him. Every song when I hear it, I hate him. So he was going to be on, all right? We had Tom O'Keefe there, who's a huge fanboy. And it was where I was going to do the interview. Okay, Glove? Tony?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going, hey, man, I've never done I was a producer. I was a sidekick. I was a stooge, man, which I was proud to be. Okay. So he's like, all right. I said, hey, Tom, help me out here. Okay. He's like, sure, sure. I'm a big fan. Love him, love him. Love him. And I'm like, and I explained to him, you know, hey, this is my first time, the whole thing, so help me out. So I get on, nervous as can be, blah, blah, blah. Here is Peter, you know, the whole thing. And I go, all right, Tom, Keith, it's all yours. He froze, and you know him. He doesn't freeze, but I forgot he's in there with his favorite of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he was no good. So I'm like stuttering something out. I don't know what the hell it was. And he decides, Tony, to talk in French.
I remember.
And I'm like, and I looked at Tom like, you got to be kidding. Yeah. And he's not even French. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah. He would only respond to you in French.
And I asked three questions. Done. I'm like, we got to leave. But yes, Glove, the answer to that, I will do a little bit more purgatory. Yes.
Hey, I want one more.
Okay, sure, buddy. I'll go all day.
How about when Dave said, oh, you're looking for Dick Van Dyke? He's right over there.
Oh, he bent me clean over more than once. Wow, see, that's going back to our first remote. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so it's called Theater of the Mind, if you're good and Dave's great, because you could paint a picture. So we had this young 21-year-old, I would say, who loved Dick Van Dyke. So did I. Who didn't? Okay. So, oh, my God in heaven. She shows up, and she's looking around, you know. She's looking around. Hey, it's nice to meet you, you know, the whole thing. And blah, blah, blah. And she goes, where is Mr. Van Dyke at? And I'm like, Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Well, what happened was we were doing a thing for UPN.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was just making fun.
Uh-huh. Yes, you were whole time.
And so for a week I said, hey, come meet Dick Van Dyke. No one thought Dick Van Dyke was going to be there.
It was an obvious
joke.
Except for this one girl.
Oh, my God.
And she caught me and said... And she had an armful of, like, Dick Van Dyke memorabilia
merch
to have
signed. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Said, where's Mr. Van Dyke? And I pointed to Tom and I said, that's his handler right there.
Oh, my God.
And then you looked up and where was Dave?
Gone. I mean, and hey, T, that happened more than once where I'm like, he'll say, hey, and he'll say something in passing. He's like, hey, wait, there's a bomb threat. I'm like, what? And he's gone. She was just, and I mean, she was
Wait a minute. Talk about saying something in passing. How about when we did our dress-up Dave Glover Band Halloween concert at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had developed my first stalker. And it was a hell of a stalker. It was this girl that claimed to be twins. You'd have loved it, Rach. And she had a backstory for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she would tell, like, oh, yeah, well, Sylvia is down in New Orleans, and I'm here and all this stuff. And she came to everything. And then one day.
As both. Right.
Sometimes. Like, oh, today it's Patty.
Right.
And then one time she said the wrong thing for the wrong person, and we knew. And she just took off running. And so.
Right.
We're at the Halloween, and we're having so much fun, and we're going to do a contest, and there's someone dressed just like me. They look just like me. Tom comes walking up to me, and he goes, it's a big crowd, and he goes, hey, Palsy, that crazy stalker's dressed just like you, and she's right behind you. And he just kept walking.
And you deserve that.
So I turn around to say, huh? And I'm staring right at him.
Now you know how it feels.
I got you back though during the music show we did when the hillbilly was so mad because you gave his girl a two.
I could have easily died that night. I'm not kidding. That's hilarious. Now I forgot about half of these, but wow, we had a blast, dude.
We did.
We had a blast.
A lot of sweetness too. I was just thinking when you're talking about my dad.
Oh, it's fun.
You were at my dad's deathbed. I was at your dad's deathbed.
Yeah.
Your godfather to my kids. I mean, we had so much sweetness.
Well, you know, we did, and the word was fun. You know, again, you turned radio on its head there, man. And again, they were going to sell our ass off there quickly, but you did so well. No, I mean, it's the truth that they sold them all.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you for all those years and your friendship, and I couldn't love you more.
Woo! Had a blast, man. Love you all, and hey, go as long as you like. I'm not going to stay 20 more because I don't want to be cleaning you up as you're doing your show, but as long as you want, man. And again, to everyone there, God bless everyone at 97.1 and everybody tuned in. Miss you all and continued success. Love you all and have a great day.
See you, pal.
All right. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.